The first pattern we'll be discussing is the front controller pattern. In order to illustrate the front controller pattern, let me describe a system I worked on as a developer. The system allowed clients to make a number of different requests. They could place an order, retrieve a quote, check their account balances, check their transaction history, and so on. At a high level, the basic flow for each of these requests was quite similar. Each servlet checked if the user had a valid session, checked if the user was logged in, called the session bean to handle the request, and then forwarded the response to a JSP which generated HTML for the client. How was the system implemented? Well, each little piece of functionality had its own servlet, which looked the same for each subsystem. Often, in similar situations, a better solution is to use the front controller pattern.